Good day, Gospel for Grandview listeners. Welcome, welcome. We're so excited to be sharing our testimonies. We know that there's power in our testimonies. We want to put the devil to shame as we want to glorify and edify Abba Father today. We know it's when we give thanks unto Him that we are truly overcomers and victorious. And we don't have to wait until we actually experience our breakthrough, but we can give God praise at any time, even in the times when we are most pressed, we can give Yahweh praise and glory. I want to welcome our beautiful air crew, Angelina, Erica, and Angelina's mom is also with us. We're so glad that we have godly counsel from our seniors here today. Beautiful ladies, you just want to give a shout out to our listeners today. Angelina?
Hi, Gospel for Grampian listeners. Yes, the greatness of faith suppresses is the challenges that wear us down. But I love what Shanaz is saying. God's word teaches us to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So I'm very excited for today's word.
Thank you, beautiful Angelina, and a good welcome to our lovely, precious Erica. Erica, would you like to greet our listeners?
Yes, hi, Gospel for Grampian listeners. You are so precious, and God wants all of us to stand in faith and to know that He is a faithful God, that whenever you come to Him in faith, He is there immediately, and He reaches out and He touches your life in a miraculous fashion. Thank you so much. Precious Shanaz.
Thank you, beautiful Erica. So today I'd like to encourage our listeners. I've been meditating on this verse, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And I thought about this, you know, sometimes we are so anxious, we become fearful when we're going through a challenge. What happens immediately? Our emotions dictate how we need to feel. And what's so beautiful about walking in relationship with Abba Father, we truly have to understand that we are a spirit man as well. And so we should not operate from our mind, from our emotional state. It is when we delve into the Word of God that we truly elevate our faith. So when we are faced with a challenge, what happens immediately? We see in the natural. We try to interpret in our minds what is happening. And then, based on what triggers in our minds, our emotional state will then automatically link up to what we've interpreted with what we see in the natural. And I think this journey has been so profound for me. I really want to encourage the listeners. It is when we are walking in relationship that our faith can be elevated and stirred. Remember, the enemy constantly attacks us. And when we experience challenges, our natural eyes will look at the situation. Our minds will try to make sense of it. And that will trigger an emotion. And that emotion will really determine how we handle the situation. And I think through the past couple of weeks, we've been speaking about faith, and our faith has been challenged every week. Every week there's a situation that's arising, so we've been going through a test. So to the listeners today, I want to encourage you. We understand what it is to experience a challenge, whether it's with a family member, whether it's with a situation at work. But one thing that we should understand is that we all trigger the same way to an event. We see the situation, we interpret it through our mind, and then there's an emotion that is triggered from it. But when we are firmly grounded in the Word of God, we are able to deal with it through the lens of our spirit man. And our spirit man is sometimes stronger than our emotions, our hearts, our intellect. But when we're not in relationship, we will actually cause our emotions to run, how we will engage in the situation. So I think what I've learned throughout this course is now truly submitting unto the Holy Spirit, asking Him to lead me when I'm confronted in a challenge, and not to react in my emotions. This has really been my testing ground. And so what it's taught me was not to react in the natural. Many a times we're quick to speak. And I think in a few episodes back, we also spoke about the power of your words. Sometimes when we speak, we need to understand we can either speak life or death. The Word of God tells us that life and death lies within our tongues. And so this has taught me my faith. I need to be grounded in Abba Father. Beautiful Angelina, anything you want to add to that?
Yes, you know, Shanaz, I love what you're saying about the Word of God. What I picked up is that even if I can't read the Word because I'm down, I realize singing the Word through praise and worship, because when you praise and worship, you're singing the Word. The Word is going into you, but you're also getting joy as a result, because you are beginning to sing and you begin to experience. When you praise God, you begin to enjoy praising Him, and then your spirits are lifted up, your emotions are then conformed to praising God, and then suddenly your whole being and your whole outward appearance is well again. So if you cannot read the Word of God to lift yourself up when you're going through bad challenges, begin to praise God, because praise and worship is singing the Word of God, and it begins to lift you up. And I love what Revelations 12:10 says. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. And I think this is what Shanaz was saying, that no matter what is happening around us, we can overcome the situation that the enemy is coming against us, because he's on the earth accusing us day and night. And I think our air crew can relate to the day and night accusations, because we've been having one after the other every week being persecuted by the challenges of the enemy. But the reason we're still standing is because we are learning as we go through these processes that we can overcome by the blood of Jesus, who has said, cast your cares unto me. When we begin to look up on the cross and what Jesus did on the cross, he says, my burden is light. Take my burden, because I took your burden on the cross. And when we begin to commune with God and take Holy Communion, and we use the Word of God, either through studying the Word of God, praying the Word of God, reading the Word of God, singing the Word of God, we overcome the circumstances, because we do not love our lives more than God. And yeah, so that is how I feel about, you know, how to overcome the challenges. And Shanaz, David is an absolutely good example of what you have been just expressing now. He was under immense pressure, and under that immense pressure, he declares the goodness of God. So when we look at Psalms 34, the happiness of those who trust in God, and that is exactly what Shanaz is exhibiting. She had a bad report today from a family member, but she turned it into happiness because she's trusting the Lord. So she began to put word on, and therefore she's praising God amongst her very difficult situation. Now this Psalm 34 is a Psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. He says there, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall fear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, Erica and Shanaz and Gospel for Grampian listeners and mom, and let us exalt his name together. We sought the Lord and he heard us. He delivered us from all our fears. They looked to him and were radiant. Yes, we are looking to God in our challenges and we are radiant, and our faces are not ashamed. This poor man cried out and the Lord heard him. Women of Africa Care Team, we cried out to the Lord and the Lord heard us, and he saved us out of all our troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear God, and God delivers them. Oh, taste and see, Gospel for Grampian listeners, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the person who trust in God. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear God. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, Gospel for Grampian listeners, come to God. He will teach you how to fear him. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil. And that's exactly what Mom was saying. My mom was saying, let us speak goodness from our lips. Let us speak right, like what beautiful Shanaz was saying, disciplining her mouth to speak good and not evil under the difficult circumstances, speaking life and not death. This is what David is saying in verse 13. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. Gospel for Grampian listeners, if you are going through a difficult situation, this is what David is saying. And he's been in the wilderness for 14 years, being persecuted by Saul and all the enemies around him. And he is saying, the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears, and he delivers us out of all our troubles. The Lord is near to us who have a broken heart, and he saves us as such as a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. He guards our bones. Not one of our body bones will be broken, Gospel for Grampian listeners. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. That is the promise, Shanaz and Erica and Gospel for Grampian listeners, that I stand on today through all the situations that we go through. This is how I overcome the situations. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, beautiful Angelina. I love what you read from Revelation 12, verses 10. I think to those that's possibly listening and saying, but how can I actually have a testimony? I'm in this challenge now. There's nothing good I can actually say now. I want you to, for a moment, just to reflect on what beautiful Angelina said now. It's in this time that you ought to use your voice to give praise unto Abba Father. Giving praise, a heart of gratitude will change how we feel. So when you think about your life, I'm sure you can give God praise for your life, firstly, because you know him. And then secondly, just look around in your home, see who's present with you, give him praise for who's present with you. And then look around further and just thank the Lord. I'm sure you had a meal to eat. Give him praise. A heart of gratitude will bring forth the praises of God. Thank you for sharing that, beautiful Angelina. And to our beautiful Erica, we'd like to hear your lovely voice.
Thank you so much, precious Shanaz, beautiful Angelina, Mom, and also Gospel for Grampian listeners. Yes, while listening, it just dawned on me that the scripture in Romans 10, verse 17, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And while Angelina was sharing the word continuously, faith started to rise. And I'm sure that the listeners also, listening to the word being spoken, you may be in a depressed situation, or in a very dark situation, listening to the word brings absolute encouragement. It brings an activation inside of you that just stirs you up. And even what beautiful Shanaz has said, where is a testimony? Because I had a bad day. Just looking around what you have and knowing God says in Psalm 23, he says that he has prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemies. That alone brings praise into my mouth, knowing that God has already foreordained that for me, so that when I am in dire straits, I can sit at this beautiful table that he has prepared for me, that I can know what Christ did on the cross, that he took his body and sacrificed it for my behalf, that his blood was shed on Calvary. And while speaking his word and hearing his word, faith starts to arise and strength builds up inside of you. And then you can stand up and know that in the confidence that you have, confidence is being built. Who you are, your identity is in Christ. And no matter what the circumstance you're in, there is just this innovation where you rise up above your situation, because the word of God is like a two-edged sword. It truly comes between marrow and bone, and it moves inside to bring about all the doubts and the distresses. It is as if it just cuts it away. And what happens? The faith that Christ has given you just starts rising up, and you can experience the presence of our God. He is always there. He is always there, even though we might feel there's no one. God has left me. He doesn't care about me. He is always there. If I just allow myself to listen to his word, to speak his word, yes, the word of God says that death and life is in the tongue. And what I speak brings either death or life. I want to choose life. And therefore, in any kind and given circumstance, I would like to speak life. Would try and operate in the opposite spirit. Whatever situation I'm in, that spirit will bring me down. But if I operate in the opposite spirit, where God's word speaks life, it brings life. It activates life. It just places one in another realm, and you realize this is not a storybook. This is true. It's truth. It is what Christ has done on the cross for us, that we can truly stand in faith, know that you serve a faithful God, a father that really loves his children, that his concern is for his children. And whenever I look up and I reach out to him and I cry out his name, that is faith. And God moves, and his arm stretches out, and he touches, and he starts changing your circumstance. I thank you to know that tonight, as we speak about faith, because it is God that also works in us to work and to will according to his great pleasure. We come and you say, Holy Spirit, come and take complete control. Possess my soul. Work in me, through me, and let the glory of Jesus come and be made manifest. And in all this, you are being elevated, you are being lifted up. We have also gone through a terrible struggle today, where it felt as if hell was really opened up and all evil spurted out of hell's opening against us. And one must be so aware that you don't look to the human being, but know our enemy is not flesh and blood. Our enemy is the devil and his cohorts. He is the one that wants to bring destruction. And in that immediate moment, when it feels as if your body, your whole being just wants to fall down in absolute weakness, you can call out the name that is above every other name, and immediately something happens. Something so supernatural, and it shows that we do serve a living God. So faith, in Habakkuk 2, verse 4, it says, but the just shall live by his faith. We must understand this, that our lives are, how can I say it? Everything is because of faith. God's word says that the just shall live by faith. And if we obey his command, if we allow him to work that faith in us, if we allow him to carry us, to take us by the hand, to guide us, then it becomes easy. But if I want to struggle on my own, and I look to the circumstance, I look to the facts, it's so easy to fall down and fall flat on your face. But in this, because God's word says, in your weakness, my strength comes forth. Just look up into his face, and his strength immediately rises up inside of you, and faith begins to arise. Truly, I know it's not about me. It's not how good I am. It's not what I can do. It's all about my absolute dependence on the one who is and works faith in me, the one who died and gave his life for me, the one who is the only truth, the only way, who has given me life. And therefore, in every given circumstance, and as I've said, I've really experienced today something that I've never ever experienced in my whole life. And in the midst of all, God whispered and he said, be encouraged. I want you to be in the refiner's fire. And to be in the refiner's fire, you have to place your faith in him who carries you. Because it feels like crushing. And we know that when olives are being crushed, oil comes forth. God says, in your crushing, your oil is coming forth, which is the anointing that breaks the yoke. He is a loving God. Even though we are having a difficulty, even though it's very painful, he is there with you. And he takes you through this crushing. He takes you through the refiner's fire. And you come out. And as God says, pure as gold. But we must allow him to take us. We must allow him to do what he knows is best for each one of us, so that we can carry his glory. And all this is because of the faith that we have in Christ Jesus. When we read Galatians 2:20, it also says that I have been crucified with Christ. The life I now live is the faith of Christ that I have. The faith of Christ that I have. And that is the one, that faith that makes me an overcomer. And I truly trust that the precious gospel for Grampian listeners will absolutely hear, and that they will see, that God will open your eyes to see what is being spoken here. That faith is so important that we cannot just shun it away and say, Lord, come help me. As the disciples also cried out, Lord, help me in my little faith. God says, if your faith is like a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. God, show me my mustard seed faith, and allow me to walk circumspectly. Allow me to walk strong in your power and in your strength. Thank you, beautiful Shanaz.
Thank you, beautiful Erica, for encouraging us. I think what's so profound from what you're saying is that our help is in the Lord, that we should trust in him. And in spite of how difficult it is, we should call upon him. There is the Holy Spirit, who is the comforter, our friend. Our beautiful Erica encouraged us that we need to seek God's word, and we need to stay in relationship with the Holy Spirit. Mom, Deb, is there any encouragement that you'd like to share with the Gospel for Grampian listeners?
Thank you, sisters, for welcoming me in your presence. And I want to say, it's truly amazing how God fills the words in your mouth to speak. And I'm so blessed to hear your words. And I'm grateful and honored we as children of God never leaves you alone. You always provide the needs. He meets with our daily needs. He pours out his blessing. He pours out his words through our mouth that we could speak and tell one another the goodness, the love that the Lord has given us. No matter what we face daily, we thank our God because he opened the doors. He pours out his spirit upon our mouth to speak and not let go, because we're not alone. He is always around us, giving us the strength, the courage, the wisdom, the knowledge, revelation that he put into our mouth to speak. He says we must speak and not hold back, because our God is so good. He came for each one of us. He paid a price that nobody could pay, because God did it for each one of us. So we are so thankful. We're so proud to remember that our God is a true and living God. He took us out of the muck and the mire, and he brought us into his glory. And he said, you are my child. I will fill your mouth with glory. I will give you the words to speak, to speak of your word to one another, to encourage, to grow in faith, to bring our friends before your word. Father, we pray and we thank you, God, for the word that you poured upon our lives to encourage one another, to bring our people into your glory, that they will realize there's no other name but the name of Jesus. I'm so thankful because I could speak the whole night and tell the word of God. He has done so much of miracles in my life. You took me out of the darkness and brought me into the light. And I want to give God all the glory and praise for the love and the joy. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you, Mom Deb. Wow, what a beautiful testimony that Abba Father brought Mom Deb out of the darkness, just like he brought each of us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. I'm reminded of John 10:10. It says, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. So when we're going through these challenges, I'm just thinking about how the enemy works. He wants to steal what? Our joy. He wants to steal our peace. And we have to guard our peace and our joy. We should not cause, like the scripture says, we should not cause worry and anxiousness to come upon us. Like beautiful Erica says, we need to stay in God's word. Angelina said, we need to praise God like David did. We need to continuously praise him irrespective of what we are facing. Even though we, like Erica says, we're in the fiery furnace, we need to praise God. We need to keep our hope in him. It doesn't matter what we are observing in the natural. We know that the Lord is working it out for our good. He will not bring harm to us. And although sometimes we are suffering attacks, it might seem like we are pressed from all sides, but we are not crushed. We might feel like we are being persecuted. We know that the enemy wants to come, what? To steal our joy. He also wants us to ultimately do what? Lose hope in God. He wants he's challenging our faith in Abba Father. He wants us to say that your God is not helping you. But we know that the moment we seek God's word, it brings faith and hope within us. So when we're reading God's word, as we meditate upon it, what happens to the fear? What happens to our despondency, the worry? It lifts from us. Because God's word is alive and active. It brings life into the situation. Gospel for Grampian listeners, I want to encourage you. Read God's word. Angelina said, sing it. Sing it aloud. Because when we sing in God's word, it brings life. Erica said, it's like a two-edged sword. And what does the sword do? It destroys the darkness that wants to capture us. It also corrects us, because it's a two-edged sword. So where we are perhaps not aligned according to God's word, it will align us. Beautiful Gospel for Grampian listeners, I want to encourage you. Stir yourself, sing God's word, look to him, for he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And the life, faith without works is dead. So when we sing God's word, we're activating our faith. Beautiful Angelina, do you want to say anything further to our Gospel for Grampian listeners?
Yes, Shanaz. Thank you. So I just want to, before I say what I want to say, another psalm to encourage our listeners and myself and everyone that's on air. Erica mentioned that it is so important to have faith. And I'm reminded of the scripture that says it is impossible to please God without faith, because those that come to God must believe. And so God, it pleases God to bless us, Gospel for Grampian listeners. It pleases God to protect us, to bless us, and to give us His goodness. But if we don't have faith in Him, nothing that He has for us can be given to us, because we need to extract it by faith. It's like if I don't take my bank card into an ATM machine to draw money, then the money stays in the ATM machine and the card is useless. The card only has effect if I take the card and I put it into the ATM machine and say, okay, now I want to draw some money. So faith has the same effect. Everything, God's goodness, God owns everything in the universe. There is no wealth limitations when it comes to God. He owns everything. He is super rich. And if He doesn't have something, He can create it. That's how God is. God is a creator of all things and everything. So nothing you need or want, God cannot give you. But if we don't have faith, then we cannot extract the things of God. So it's important that if you want things from the Lord, you must understand that you need faith. And I love how Erica said it, that I died to myself. So it is in Christ, in His faith, that I'm able to extract the goodness of God, as Christ is in heaven, having dominion and authority. And the Bible says that at the right hand side of the Father is pleasures forevermore. That means the pleasures of God is at the right hand side of the Father, which means Jesus and us who are in Christ Jesus have those extravagant pleasures and inheritance. But without having faith in Christ's faith, it's impossible for us to enjoy the pleasures. Now, with that, I want to encourage you with another psalm, Psalm 37. So if you're going through a difficult situation where you are falsely accused or people are just persecuting you nonstop, Psalm 37 is for you. David says, "The heritage of the righteous and the calamity of the wicked. Do not fret because of evildoers," Gospel for Grampian listeners, "nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." Yes, trust in the Lord. And I love what Mom's saying. Do good, speak good. That is what we've been echoing. Shanaz has been driving that right now. Do good, speak good, trust in the Lord. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness, like Erica was saying. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light. If you've been unfairly treated, today, verse 6 says, He shall bring your righteousness forth as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his ways, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. Vengeance is the Lord's, right? For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just. We can understand it, Gospel for Grampian listeners. Yes, you have wicked people plotting against you, but the enemy behind those wicked people is Satan. Like Shana said, John 10:10, it is the thief that is using people that are submitting to him to come against us. So behind every wicked person is Satan. So you cannot fight Satan in flesh. Okay? The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. God is referring to the devil behind all of these scams. The wicked have drawn their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who have upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Hallelujah. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish into smoke. The wicked shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those blessed by God shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. This is what David says, Gospel for Grampian listeners, and that's exactly what my mom has been echoing. I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging for bread. God is merciful, and he's saying that we as righteous lend and our descendants are blessed. Depart from evil, do good, dwell forevermore, for the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous inherit the earth and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous. I love, mommy, you were talking about this, and Shanaz was talking about this. Verse 30 says, the mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. Oh, I love the next one. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. I mean, Gospel for Grampian listeners, verse 31 is exactly what the team has been saying now. When we read the word, when we praise the word, when we pray the word, it is written in our hearts. Therefore, our steps shall not slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he's judged. Wait on the Lord, keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, says David, and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man, observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. Gospel for Grampian listeners, when we are blameless in the sight of God and upright, our future is peace, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble, and that is exactly what our air crew has been saying today. God is our strength in time of trouble, and the Lord helps us and delivers us. He delivers us from the wicked. He saves us because we trust in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How do we wait on him? That's exactly what the team has been saying today. Sing psalms, pray word, study word, speak word, do word. Thank you, Shanaz.
Amen. Wow, thank you for that, Angelina. That truly is such an uplifting scripture. Psalm 37, Gospel for Grampian listeners, if you didn't get that, Psalm 37. It has so many promises for us as believers. I love verse 4. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. It says, 5, commit your ways to the Lord. 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Verse 34, wait on the Lord and keep his ways. So, there is so many promises that when we rest in the Lord and we wait upon him, that he will accomplish the good work he started in your life. Sometimes we want to make plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E. If this doesn't work out, let's quickly already see what we can do in our own human capacity. We want to have all these options, all these alternate plans. But the Word of God says we must delight ourselves in Him. We must commit ourselves unto Him. We must rest and wait on Him. Wow, let's wait upon the Lord, beautiful listeners. Sometimes we're in a hurry because we want to make sure that this process happens quickly. But the Word of God encourages us. And it says we must wait upon Him, because what we see is not ultimately the end of what Abba Father sees. Remember, He's the creator of everything, like Angelina said. He knows the end from the beginning from the end. And we don't have to hurry the process. Erica said, we're going through the fiery furnace. We have to wait for God to complete His process in our lives. So let's wait upon Him. While you're waiting, delight yourself in the Lord, because His word will bring what? Hope within us. It's when we're depending on Abba Father and we're committing ourselves unto Him, that when we ask Him anything, then we shall receive it. So be encouraged this evening, listeners. Wait upon the Lord. Don't seek alternate plans, because guess what happens? We mess it up. We mess it up. And then we have to come back to Abba Father. But He's such a gracious and loving Father. He always takes us out of the situation. Also remember, our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Like Angelina and Erica said, we don't need to fight in the flesh. It's not the people that we're fighting. We have to observe it in the spirit, and we have to understand it's through praise. Praise is one of our weapons. When we give thanks unto Abba Father, that we overcome victoriously. Because remember, whilst we're waiting for Abba Father and we're giving Him praise, we're doing what? We're waiting upon Him. But while we're waiting, we're not waiting as one without hope. We're waiting with hope, in hope, and we're waiting in faith. We're activating our faith. Thank you, beautiful Angelina, for that lovely psalm. Really encouraging. There's so many nuggets in that psalm. Beautiful Erica, do you want to comment on what Angelina just said to us now?
Yes, I'm very excited, because here we have myself or someone else that is really feeling low. How am I going to get out of this? Lovely Shinaz, you said that we wait on the Lord. While we wait on the Lord, we can start rejoicing. I know it's difficult to rejoice, but we can not go by our feelings, but start rejoicing, because did you know that rejoicing is a key ingredient in moving in the power and presence of God? We enter the door of His presence with thanksgiving, as we read in Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and enter into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. An always rejoicing heart is the key to listening to God. While we're waiting and while we're praising, all of a sudden, we start having a listening ear to hear what God has to say. It is not a coincidence that rejoicing precedes prayer without ceasing. My stillness is dependent on my gratitude. Rejoicing in God gives me the opportunity to hear Him. When I enter His presence with thanksgiving, I open more of myself to His voice. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It doesn't say give thanks for the bad situation. Give thanks in that situation. And what happens when I want to know God's will for a situation? I begin by giving thanks. It is disciplines like gratitude, thanksgiving, praise, and worship that keeps the presence of God fresh and alive in my heart. That is truly so. I remember my mom said about your tongue, the words that you speak. if we make an exercise, we only speak bad. I remember there was a test done by ice. There were two bowls of ice. Not ice, water, putting in two different bowls and in the freezer. And every day one bowl was being spoken over badly and the other bowl was spoken over incredibly lovingly. And after a few days, the bowl that was spoken out in bad words had cracks. Really, it looked terrible. And the other bowl, the ice was smooth. And that is what happens in our own lives. That when we praise God, we bring thanksgiving to Him, that keeps the presence of God fresh and alive in my heart. That is a way how I can guard my heart. This is a fundamental spiritual truth that can reshape and reignite my personal time with God. By entering His presence with praise, not petitions, I learn how to adore God. My heart becomes full of continuous worship constantly. Adoration helps me remain happy in God, no matter what my circumstances. And I can actually testify of that today. For a moment, I lost my God in that I gave way to the feeling that I experienced, to the thoughts that came to my mind, and I really felt so low. But the minute I decided, but this is not my God, He is not the one that will bring me in an absolute desolate situation. He is the one that takes me out of the miry clay. He is the one that brings beautiful ashes. So what do? I start praising Him. I start giving thanks to Him. Even if it's slow, even if it's soft, but I start speaking, thanking Him, praising Him, worshiping for who He is. He is our loving Daddy. He never forsakes us. He never leaves us. Adoration helps me remain happy in God. I will present ever as a happy, joyous God. And that is so true. In the midst of the people that have these daggers ready to throw into our backs, but here you come and you have a joyous demeanor. Your attitude is free. Your attitude, it's not necessarily that you laugh, but there's a peace in you, a calmness, and it brings absolute confusion in the enemy's camp, because now all of a sudden, what's happening? That is the opposite spirit, and Satan and his demons cannot operate in that spirit. That is the spirit of Jesus Christ. Thank you, beautiful Shanaz.
Wow, thank you, Erica. I love what you said. You know, it's even in that quiet moments when we are so downcast that we can't even use our voice to really glorify Yahweh, but you do it softly. And as you start doing it, guess what happens? Because your spirit man is now connecting with Abba Father, the Holy Spirit will cause that praise to become louder and louder and louder. And automatically your mind is lifted from the situation, the problem, the challenge that you are faced with. And guess what happens, Gospel for Grampian listeners? As you're praising Yahweh, joy starts to come into your heart. Because as you're glorifying His name, He releases joy. So isn't that beautiful that we can hand over our concerns, our worries unto Yahweh? And what does He do? He doesn't exchange, and He gives joy. He deposits joy into our hearts. I'm reminded of the scripture whilst Erica was speaking, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, and it says, "The Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed." Wow. Thank you, Erica, for encouraging us. I found so much excitement in knowing that even whilst I'm in my challenge, I can just softly start calling upon the name of the Lord. I don't have to be loud and proud, but as I do it softly and gently, the Lord will give me joy. And the Word of God tells us that He will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. He will go before us. Wow, isn't that amazing? God's Word always has promises for us. We do not have to be discouraged nor dismayed. And whilst we're waiting upon Him, He's going ahead of us. He's clearing the crooked road for us. So I pray that you are encouraged this evening, Gospel for Grampian listeners. We pray that you will find hope. Stay close to Abba Father. It's in your relationship that you gain the strength of the Lord. Please do not give up on Abba Father. Continue to seek His Word. There's so many beautiful nuggets. Angelina read lovely psalms to us this evening. And there is so many promises that we can hold on to. It doesn't matter what circumstance and challenge you are facing. He is there to listen to you. He will never leave you, nor will He forsake you. That is not just a cliche, but it is His Word. It is His promise. It doesn't matter where you find yourself today. Abba Father's right there next to you. As you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. You will not turn a deaf ear. Be encouraged today. Angelina?
Yes, Shanaz. You know, I'm listening to how Erica was overcoming in her lowest, trying to mumble a little bit of song, and then it came to a high pitch, praise and worship. What I can encourage our listeners is take heed to what we're saying. We're saying that it wasn't easy to do the praise. It wasn't easy to read the word. It wasn't easy to go in and you know, sing loud, Lord, I love you. But we started it, even though our emotions was broken. We made the first effort to say, Lord, I don't feel like praising, but I'm going to pray. I'm thinking about myself, Erica. What I did was I just couldn't do anything. My brain, I had such battlefield in my mind. And the Holy Spirit made me put praise and worship on for my mom. So I can encourage you, Gospel for Grampian listeners, find a prayer partner. The Bible says two is greater than one, because two can conquer 10,000. And so I put praise and worship. So my mom was full of praise and worship. By the time it came to the afternoon, I came and sat by her, and I'm singing now the song I remembered when I was in youth. Try singing, I'm happy today crying. I'm happy today in Christ my Lord, but crying. It reminded me of what Erica was saying. I didn't feel like singing. I was at my lowest low, but I'm going to sing anyway. She was trying to sing, I'm happy today in a low pitch, but eventually it became to, I'm really happy today in Christ my Lord, no matter what I'm going through. So I started in crying. I'm joining my mom. She's laughing and praising the Lord, and I'm crying and singing the same song as her. By the time I'd finished, I was on the same pitch as my mom. So I'm saying, find yourself a prayer partner, a praise and worship person. Let them become a forerunner. Be wise. Know how broken you are and say, Lord, help me to get someone to start the forerunning of the praying, or the forerunning of the praise, or the forerunning of reading the word, so that when I can come and sit next to them, because I need to sit next to a pumped up, powerful, spiritful person, their energy in the Lord is contaminating me and reviving me.
Thank you, beautiful Angelina. I'm also reminded of Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. It says, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. I want to encourage our Gospel for Grampian listeners. You know, this journey, our relationship with the Lord requires consistency. If we are not consistent in our walk with Abba Father, every challenge, every storm will discourage us. It will break us down. It will cause us to feel that we have no hope and despair. And sometimes we are alone. A beautiful Angelina said, find a partner, prayer partner, so that when you're at your lowest, the other person can encourage you. And this does work, but there are times when we are alone, right? And so when we are alone, what keeps us saying what guards our joy is our walk in the Lord. Be consistent. Be consistent with your prayer time. Be consistent with seeking God's word, understanding God's word. Remember, you're actually also not alone. You have the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher. He is the one that gives us revelation knowledge. And he's a friend that sticketh closer than any other brother. That's what the Word of God teaches us as well. So the Holy Spirit is there. He wants to encourage you. He wants to reveal God's Word to you. But Proverbs says, commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. I think the mind is such a powerful tool. God is so brilliant, this mind that he gave to us. But we can also become very negative. So we have to continuously feed our mind with the Word of God. We have to make sure that we meditate upon God's Word. Because it's when we meditating in God's Word that we cause our thoughts to be established in the Lord. And when we do this, we can establish our ways and we will be successful. There's another promise, Gospel for Grampian listeners. The Lord himself is watching over you. As you commit your works unto him, he will establish your thoughts. Guess what? Now that you become a unison with Christ, you will not be despondent. You will know that you are not alone, because you may become unified with Christ. We know that he is the author and the finisher of our faith, and our hope is in him. Erica, any last words to our beautiful listeners today?
James 5 verse 16 says, the earnest, fervent prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. It's active and powerful. That which has been condensed or distilled by Holy Spirit will bring tremendous power to bear. So every time when the Lord gives a word to me, to you, just remember, when you sit and meditate upon it, the process of distilling is actually happening. And the Holy Spirit is then bringing everything together like when anything else is being distilled, so that when the process is finished, the power of God is being released. And that word then becomes what it says, and manifestation happens in people's lives. And all this boils down to faith, because we come, as weak as we are, to a Heavenly Father, a God that is almighty, and yet he's our daddy, and we can stand before him and say, Lord, let your will be done in and through me. Let your word that will be spoken through me be distilled by your Holy Spirit, so that it can activate your power into people's lives. Thank you, beautiful Shanaz. Bless you, Angelina.
Thank you, beautiful ladies. Thank you so much to our beautiful Gospel for Grampian listeners. There you have it. Let the word of your testimony bring forth your faith. So if you are ready to share your testimony, go out, see who's struggling, go share God's word, because as you share God's word, guess what? It brings about joy. Thank you to our beautiful air crew, and stay well to our beautiful Gospel for Grampian listeners. Goodbye.